The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Zen Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Our encouragement talk this evening will be offered by Dharma holder Alan Richardson.
It was really interesting to hear Melissa talk a bit about Nirvana in her Dharma talk this morning. Nirvana coming up in our koan about Siyang's last teaching, because we rarely talk about Nirvana in Boundless Way. I don't know if I can remember another time that there was even a little bit of talk about it. I'm not saying there wasn't, just that I don't remember it or I wasn't there. And that makes sense because as Zen Buddhists, part of the Mahayana way. The Mahayana is in a way about not entering into Nirvana. The Bodhisattva chooses to stay in the world of suffering, in the world of tears, in order to free all beings, not entering Nirvana till everyone can. Down to the ants and sticks and grizzly bears. And so Nirvana, as Melissa explained, Nibbana in Pali means extinguishing or blowing out like a candle, extinguishing like a fire. Doesn't sound like much. How did it get this reputation for being something wonderful and beyond compare, which is the way we use Nirvana, even in ordinary language? Like the well-known riddle, maybe you know this, about why is a piece of stale bread better than Nirvana? Because nothing is better than Nirvana. And a piece of stale bread is better than nothing. Or so my mom used to say. So what's wonderful about Nirvana? It's what's extinguished. And according to our parent tradition, the parent tradition of the Mahayana, the Theravadan tradition, which means the old school, the old teachings, the senior teachings, the teachings of the elders. What ends in with Nirvana is our harmful passions, our wicked desires, and those unhealthy attachments that have caused us to suffer again and again and again. So this ends. And with the ending of these harmful passions and unhealthy attachments, comes an ending of suffering. And with all of this comes, here's the best part, comes the ending of the cycle of birth and death, the ending of samsara. No more birth after birth, death after death. And for the Theravadan tradition, this is literally we literally are born again and again and again. And we may be born, our next lifetime may be as a hell being, or as a hungry ghost, or as a stink bug, or something we don't want to be. So at least this is the way that the Mahayana looks at the elder tradition. It may not be a fair characterization. And again, the Bodhisattva turns from this to stay in samsara. But there's a more radical way that the Mahayana tradition thinks about Nirvana, and I think it might be related to our koan, but I'll share it with you in any case. And that is that Nirvana is no different from samsara. That Nirvana is samsara. And in fact, when we chanted the Heart Sutra together earlier this morning, we said, far beyond elusive thinking, right here is nirvana, right here. This place where we are now. This isn't some future state. This isn't some other place. The Hakuin's wonderful Bodhisattva's vow ends in a similar way. He says, nirvana is right here before our eyes. This very place is the lotus land. This very body, the Buddha. So nirvana is right here before our eyes, not something to be desired, not a state we're not in. Wherever we are, if in your home practice space, in the Zendo. And I'm encouraging you to imagine that this is true, that nirvana is right here before your eyes, where you are. You are looking at it. There's a play contemporary with Shakespeare called Dr. Faustus by Christopher Marlowe. And he died young, but left us this one great play. And it's a Faust story. And so Faust is being messed with by the devil, Mephistopheles. And Mephistopheles reveals that he is the devil. And Faustus says, kind of incredulously, if you're the devil, how does it come that you're out of hell? Hell is seen as a prison for Satan and the other fallen angels that God made for them. So if you're the devil, how is it that you're out of hell? And Mephistopheles says, why, this is hell, nor am I out of it. It's one of those lines you can never forget. And our version is, why, this is nirvana, nor are we out of it. Here we are. This very place is the lotus land. The lotus land, the pure land, is where everyone is guaranteed nirvana. But that's not some other place. That's not for our next life. That's right now. This very place is the lotus land. This very body, the Buddha, so moving. This body with its sores and its aches and its age spots and little things brewing in it that will cause future pain, pains going on in it now. This is the Buddha, this body, the one that you're in, not the one you wish you were in. This very body, encouraging everyone to sit with that, to sit as the Buddha, to sit in nirvana. Where else could it be but right here? Nirvana is right here before our eyes. This very place is the lotus land. This very body, the Buddha. Thank you.